हेलो वीआईटी, आप सुन रहे हो वीआईटी कम्युनिटी रेडियो 90.8 एफएम और हम एक नए दिन, एक नए जोश और एक नए सीजन के साथ लेकर आ चुके हैं अपना शो आसान है। मैं हूँ आरजे अद्वित
और मैं हूँ आरजे अर्थ।
आसान है मैं हम जिंदगी के मुश्किल घड़ी में जब भी हमें ऐसा लगता है कि मानो सब कुछ बिखर रहा हो, तब हमें उस समय किसी ना किसी सपोर्ट की जरूरत होती है, चाहे फिर वो हो किसी चीज का सोल्यूशन या हो थोड़ी सी मोटिवेशन। आसान है एक ऐसा शो है जहाँ पर हम लेकर आते हैं सफलता के कुछ ऐसे किस्से जिनको आपको सुनकर लगेगा कि मुश्किल से मुश्किल सिचुएशन में अब कुछ भी करना है आसान।
सो आज का जो शो है उसमें हम ला रहे हैं वीआईटी स्पॉट के फाउंडर मोनेश साय। हाय मोनेश।
हाय।
सो इनकी बात करूँ तो ये काफ़ी ज़्यादा ब्राइट बोल सकते हैं अपनी फील्ड में जो कर रहे हैं, और स्टैटिस्टिकली ही हैव गॉट मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस ऑफ कनेक्शंस। टॉकिंग अबाउट हिज ओन अचीवमेंट इज द वीआईटी स्पॉट, और अगर आप वीआईटी में हो तो आपको डेफिनेटली ये चीज़ के बारे में पता ही होगा व्हाट इज वीआईटी स्पॉट। ठीक है,
तो जब मॉर्निंग की लाइफ लाइन है वीआईटी स्पॉट।
एग्जैक्टली,
सब पेपर वेपर सब मिल जाते हैं उसके ऊपर भाई।
हाँ, तो वीआईटी स्पॉट इज बेसिकली अ प्लेटफॉर्म वेर द पीपल कनेक्ट विद ईच अदर। तो मोनेश साय की बात करें तो इनका प्ले स्टोर पे जो ऐप है वो 10K प्लस डाउनलोड्स प्लस 3 मिलियन प्लस व्यूज ऑन हिज वेबसाइट, एंड अपार्ट फ्रॉम हिज अचीवमेंट ही इज सो इंट्रोवर्ट दैट ही डजंट वॉन्टेड टू कम फॉर द इंटरव्यू, बट समहाउ वी कन्विंस्ड हिम फॉर द शो एंड व्हाट ही इज डूइंग। सो मोनेश, लाइक हाउ इट ऑल स्टार्टेड अप विद दिस वीआईटी स्पॉट, लाइक हाउ डिड यू गॉट दिस थिंग इन योर माइंड वी शुड स्टार्ट द वीआईटी स्पॉट?
I started this in my first year, like second sem in my first year.
Okay.
I always get great ideas during my exams, especially FAT exams.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
So that like I can think, but I can't do anything just because of exams. Yeah. I got this idea in my first semester FAT exams.
Okay.
That like I need to make something with the name VIT, and the word should be generalized. It should not be like only related to coding or something like that.
Yeah.
The word should be generalized so that I can use the name to anything. Like I can conquer like any like multiple domains. And
okay, conquering the multiple domains with the one name. But even the name doesn't matter. It's just the work.
Yeah. So like I look for the name, like I choose the way, and it took me like more than 1 week to choose the name VIT spot. I wrote plenty of names, asked my friends suggestion, everything.
Okay.
And I named it VIT spot, and it just started with a website.
Okay.
I started to make it as like coding platform where users can help each other
with the code,
solving code.
Just like Geeks for Geeks or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Like only for VIT.
Okay.
And also many articles. Like there are many content writers in VIT. Suppose you want to go somewhere outside to eat. So like you can use my, like there's a list of restaurants, something like that. You can where you can eat outside.
Okay.
Yeah, like many things. Like you can even provide details of placement, etc.
Yeah. So you basically got an idea about this thing.
Yeah.
So how did you implemented it?
Like I started the website initially.
Okay.
And I was like anonymous, like no one knows who is behind VIT spot for around 1 month. And like I started like there's a club recruitment at that time.
Okay.
And many juniors, they don't know like what all clubs are there in VIT, and like they were very tensed. Which club to join, like where is the recruitment, how to join a club. So immediately my where like it's like I provide a page with all the club list with the recruitment links, recruitment details, everything. Like phone numbers, everything. It was like boom, like it went viral.
Okay.
And like even there's been a time like where real time, like at a time like more than 500 people are on the site just because of club.
At a time.
Yeah.
Oh.
My highest achievements was like 1200 people at a time on the website in my first year.
Nice.
So it looks like that's how everyone got to know about VIT spot.
Exactly.
There's nothing to think about. Like whenever you face any difficult in VIT, just think like, how can we solve it with the help of VIT spot? Like I will convert the difficulty into a future of VIT spot.
Exactly. Okay. That's the invention.
Actually, he's like, just think about like VIT student, normal VIT student, whatever it's required, he just put it into.
Yeah. So people facing trouble for finding a cab partner, I'm added capture future. They find difficulty in finding previous question paper. They ask in WhatsApp groups, everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I added like
question paper
futures and faculty info.
Yeah.
Everything. And recently I launched something called VIT spot discuss. Okay. And people find difficult. They have many doubts, especially the juniors. They don't know about VAT rules, like what to bid and everything.
Okay.
Like they are asking WhatsApp group, and they might not have any connections with seniors.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I made a platform like discuss.vatsport.com where people can ask questions and anyone can answer. It's just kind of like forum, like kind of Quora, especially for VAT.
Okay. Exactly. Fine. Fine.
So Adit, I want to tell you something that. Even if the students from other colleges are listening to this podcast, they can get the idea from our podcast that we have such inventors in our college that
exactly.
they can start in their college and earn millions and millions of money.
Exactly. So this was about the difficulties of common VIT student for that you made your VIT Sport app.
Yeah.
But with what difficulties you faced when you started the app? Like
because telling is easy and implementing is very difficult.
Very difficult, yeah.
And it's just not about implementing things. Like this VAT Sport app, you know, like there are hundreds of people can make the same app.
Okay.
It's not that technically difficult. It's all about marketing it.
Okay.
So like the website, VAT Sport website, like there are many people who can make it.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who does, like I done. But people, they know, but they didn't done.
Okay,
the one who
okay.
acts, like you can see like OYO rooms or any Swiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Like before Swiggy, you don't do you think Swiggy was the first? Zomato was the first food delivery
no,
app.
No, not
like,
at all.
There's
yeah.
like Food Panda. Like there's many things, but their approach might gone wrong. Everything.
Marketing techniques.
Marketing technique.
Just you
exactly.
don't think like no, they're already Yo-Yo for rooms. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think okay, there's already a big competitor, so we don't get success. It's not like that. It's how you approach.
I approach the problem and you approach the people.
Yeah,
basically,
people,
marketing.
Yeah. Yeah, people may find difficulty in existing companies. You should they compromise on few things in their service. You should convert as it as a benefits to our company and start.
Okay, fine.
It's not like copying entirely.
Finding out a particular problem and then finding a solution regarding it.
Yeah.
So you can tell about the marketing techniques, how you approach it.
Initially, I used to share with my friends. It will be like vote to vote. And later like I made a few WhatsApp group like branch wise and like it's just for discussing but ultimate aim is to publicize my products in it through which I got published and I also launched channels in my Facebook page and Instagram page where I post some funny stuffs and also any important events everything. And like I have like more than 6,000 followers Instagram and 7,000 likes.
Nice. That's some other fate,
And it just created to increase the followers. And ultimate aim is to promote my products there.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fun with promotions.
Yeah.
So actually,
I
saw there. I don't know, maybe, but there was one pizza share option in VIT Sport also. Can you tell some interesting backstory behind that? There was some pizza share.
I removed it later. We have Domino's in our campus, and they need to pay a minimum of 300 to 100 rupees, like to order for hostel delivery. Block delivery, and people like you alone want to. You can't order 300 rupees. You can't eat that much. So you just want to order some pizza menu of around 100 bucks. Using this feature you can find someone in your blog who wants to purchase at the same time and you can both pair up and buy, and later it was discontinued of marketing it well, and I don't find anything juice from it. People don't often use it oftenly.
You removed it. Even we need to experiment it, and if it works well.
It
so basically,
adapt, improvise, overcome.
And
same thing with there's something called roommate finder.
Roommate finder also. Exactly.
A roommate finder, like there will be many introverts course, or there will be many first they don't be having any friends and they need a roommate. They need to take 2 or 3 bed. And they have only 2 people, so they need one more guy. I have added a roommate finder. It's not discontinued. It's not there in the existing version. I will be adding that future in the upcoming month.
Definitely.
Will be in the end of the March.
Sure.
Cool enough. So basically, if you are learning, you can learn that you need to take the risk if you are coming with something, and if it works well, great, or else, as Adit said,
adapt, improvise, overcome.
Yeah,
exactly.
So as you have told me while we were talking just behind this, that it's a great amount of revenue is generated from VIT spots. So yeah. Can you tell me what are the sources and how were you able to do that?
Yeah, initially when I thought like I didn't made it to make revenue, I just made it to connect platform. But we need to get something so that we get interested to work.
Okay,
so
okay.
Like I started adding Google Ads, Google AdSense ads. Mm-hmm. And also some affiliate links.
Okay.
But they are good, like they are not really good compared to marketing level, like her standards.
Yeah.
Because the people, students here, are they are educated and they know their ads and they don't click that oftenly as the outsider. So like it's very less and it's very less, it doesn't even feed my expenses. I pay a lot. I like I have my monthly AWS bills coming up, hosting like domain bills.
Okay.
And also I'll be using Facebook ads, Instagram ads.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have my expenditure more than the Google ads.
Okay,
so like
okay.
I used to give my money from my pocket only.
Okay.
And like no, currently like we are people businesses in VIT and near VIT, outside VIT, they are contacting us to promote. For example, there's one loan app called StuCred and like in and they need promotions.
Yeah.
And VIT spot is like ultimate choice.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
yeah,
just
sure.
Take some amount of money from them and we publish. And even DC Cafe app, they increase their sales 5 times
nice.
When they start publishing. Yeah,
on VIT spot.
Yeah, not more, like more than 5 times.
Uh-huh.
After they start partnering with us and publicizing in our platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's benefit, like win and win situation for them and to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the revenue generated will be to feed my expenditure and also for our team.
Okay,
so
nice.
If you're listening somewhere outside from VIT, so we have got a good marketing person here in VIT.
Yeah.
You can contact him.
Very well approach him for your marketing.
Yeah. And what are the setbacks when you started up the company? Like exactly when you thought of just implementing it.
Yeah.
So you might have not learned it from the 11th 12th because we are coming from that IIT JEE background.
Yeah,
that we want to do that.
Same thing with me.
So while coming into this college, so from where did you learn all this coding and making up the app? So from which YouTube channels or from where all? So can you just
My tech stack is I used my I made my app using React Native.
Okay.
And for the backend I use Node.js and GraphQL.
Mm-hmm.
And I always crazy about new technologies, trying out new technologies. You can find you can use Udemy, there are many courses available, you can use it. And to be frank, like there are even many new YouTube channels coming up. Like it depends on the thing what you want. Like for Node.js, there's especially few channels like NetNinja, etc. So like it's not required to buy from Udemy. You can just see YouTube like NetNinja videos, etc. Academy, etc.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have different sources. Basically, it's all the Google. You have self-learned it. So we have self-learned example here that just without anything from the base, he has started up such a great app and now it's going up to the craze of VIT and like
everyone is
behind
is
the VIT spot app.
So now how many people are currently working in your company?
Actually I started it alone.
One
and I have my roommate and few friends. It's like we never had a team. Like just my friends help me.
Okay.
And they use it, and later they use it for their clubs to promote.
And
I started this team thing just 2 months ago.
Okay.
Like
fine.
I formed a team of around 20 to 25.
Okay.
Like in different domain, like content writing, managing, promotions team, etc.
Mm-hmm.
A technical team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Designing team.
Mm.
And and I take help from them.
Okay.
To reach VIT spot like greater heights.
Okay.
So
nice.
Now you guys
be leaving VIT after 1 year something. So there should be someone who manages the existing channel.
Okay. Fine.
Anything.
Fine.
Yeah.
Nice.
And basically talking about the management side of such a big thing.
Yeah.
So how do you manage it?
My first 2 years. I always think that technical domain is something very very superior, and managing things is like anyone can do it. It's like very inferior. There's nothing
even we think management is just
management
a low back side.
Okay, message, okay, you do this work. There's nothing. And technical is like we need to think a lot. But this is completely reverse. till when I came, when I become the lead, and I when I managing my team, I find it very difficult, and management is far tough than technical. It's very difficult to manage team, and a lot works, get inputs from them, improvise ourselves, improvise the team.
Everything.
Even the Sundar Pichai is not a coder, but he is managing just because of his management skills. He is there up at the
CEO.
Top.
He is not a coder. He joined as a program manager, something like in Google, and he is no CEO.
Even we are talking about each and every person who is there at the top end. They are not the coders. They are not from technical background.
Only few are from technical background, and where matters is the marketing strategies and managing things.
It's all about the management. Yeah. The technical persons are working all down below as then engineers in the company.
You may suddenly face many difficulties. You should tackle it.
Actually, Arth, you can become a good manager. Like in management also, you need to convince people to do work, and like Arth is very, very good in the management side. I guess you need to think upon your career options now.
What's a particular background after you will be leaving the college? There might be someone who will be holding up, but how will you be managing that person?
Outside VIT. Even in being in VIT, I never handle it personally. Just to WhatsApp, Insta. So it's not an issue. Just WhatsApp, message, mail. We use less WhatsApp for our communication. We are like company, and we use Slack and Trello. Trello to assign works, and for communication we use Slack. And I'll use it to manage, and for app and website, like for website I'll be giving the access for even our social media handles, and they'll be handling it.
So basically it's all about you will be handling from outside.
It's just like you can tell like club, a board shifts.
Same thing.
I'll be giving the accesses to some specific people and forming a lead, and they will do it and they will pass on.
Will be just
but
like in
again, like I'll be doing regular checkups, like if it's working well or should I need to change anything.
Means the lead is still here only.
The thing is that while he was talking that management and everything is tough, for Monish Sai it's a game. It's just like just WhatsApp work done, the Slack work done. It's like he's now become very efficient in the management.
He has started it in the second sem, so now it's already 2 years, we can say.
I suggest clubs to shift from WhatsApp to Slack and Trello. And if they can pay, they can even make use of Jira for their technical works.
What is that Slack and Trello? Can you?
Slack is just a communication channel, just like WhatsApp. But it's especially made for companies, for teams. And you can see all the companies, like even Microsoft uses Slack, a third part. Microsoft they don't have their own Slack kind of thing, like called Microsoft Teams. Of course, they use it, not Slack. There are many alternatives to Slack also, and it's free. And I suggest for clubs to shift to Slack.
So can you tell me some benefits. Features?
Like you in WhatsApp, you know, like suppose you have VIT radio. Do you have only one WhatsApp group?
No.
You'll be having multiple for like informal, formal, design team, technical team, everything. You form a new team and you need to add members, and something goes wrong and one member don't gets added. But Slack is especially made for companies, for and like there is something called channels. You can make channels, checkbox, everything who you want, you can make it, and you can pin things, and there are like lot of things like which all fulfills your company needs. Trello is for assigning tasks, like someone in your club gave some task to some other person. In WhatsApp, you'll be messaging just in WhatsApp, and we just go remind somewhere, and you don't get reminder. If you use Trello, you can like to do you can open a new design board, you can put the poster and assign to someone, and at the deadline it reminds everything. And Slack and Trello can be integrated.
It can be integrated,
so it remains in the WhatsApp. In Slack itself.
Yeah.
So it's available on Play Store.
Slack.
Slack.
And
is
it's used by. It's the most popular communication tool used by professionals.
So can you tell me how do you manage the academics as well as the VIT spot?
Yeah, time management is ultimate. It's the main thing which decides what you are. Because everyone gets 24 hours per day, not more than that, not less than that. But it's up to how you use it. And you might be thinking like after you come to classes at 6 p.m. and you know 6 to 10 it will just go.
Yeah.
But you know, like, it's 4 hours. It will just go. So you should manage time properly. You should all keep a plan and keep a schedule. Like, always list out the things which I need to do
today.
Someday, like, a list of things, like recurring. So that whenever I get a free time, I'll choose which one is best I can do now, and I'll just do it out. Lunch.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not like don't use your phone while eating. Like, be modern.
According to it, you manage it somehow in a proper way, but can you suggest how in a proper way?
Like, one thing, I am a 9-pointer. So in VIT, you have a weird rule that 9-pointers doesn't need minimum attendance. So, like, I stay in the hostel, do something productive, and before the exams,
you study.
So here Monish Sai is arising as the common representative of all the VIT students. First of all, making the app for all the VIT students, and then telling all the...
You know, Monish was an introvert. Like, till now he was an introvert, but soon he is starting improving a lot.
To be frank, I myself never spoke in any... I already been in many clubs in VIT.
Okay.
And I never spoke in front of people till now. First speech, like, in front of people, like, anything.
Okay,
front of this many people, you are speaking for the first time.
Yeah, like, not even a personal, like, in a meeting of I maximum speak 10 people, that too it will not be that good. But I suggest everyone to, if you are not good at it, try it. Just like I did to come here. So that this college here, this is the place where you learn. Professional, fine. You can tell, like, when you're working in company, if you're not a great speaker, then you may spoil the professional. It's like professional community. But college is, if it goes wrong, nothing happens. This is the place where you learn
a lot more things, and then you can improvise it
so that you don't face difficulties in the future.
We all start as a one-man army, then eventually people join us, and then we need people for our overall development. So you said that you recently started your team system. So how do you manage this many people?
I have divided into departments, and I had a lead with, along with me, there are like 3-4, like Mansimran, Roshan, Siddharth, Toshik. And they are like leads, and they manage their respective domains. I just tell any work, like Siddharth is a design lead, and if they need any design work, I just tell to him.
Okay.
And he manages things and gives me back. So I directly don't need to interact with the person who making that design.
Okay, exactly. So it's like a top notch.
A hierarchy.
Talking apart from the VIT spot.
Yeah.
Do you feel like any anxiety or fear or something, like, and depression?
Nothing like that, but I don't speak in front of many people till now, but before I go away from VIT, I will surely speak someday and learn it how to speak in front of. I'll speak in the gallery or in an Audi for something. I'm sure about it.
Speaking of that, in VIT spot, we have seen that people upload papers, right?
Yeah.
So you were recently telling me that you were recently you are not getting these many uploads, so you will be promoting it using some means. Can you tell about?
Yeah, initially in the first year, I used to upload the question papers manual, and it's become very time management is ultimate aim. So I need to reduce. I always think that I need to reduce my works when I'm doing any repetitive tasks. I want to automate it. So I used to watermark the PDFs manually, and I need to upload. But in the app, it's our future, like, anyone can upload question papers. And I just, with the approve button, I can just upload.
It's all automatic system.
But people doesn't upload. We always need to give or offer something so that they get interested to upload question papers. So I connect something like Scanathon. Funny name, although where I give some goodies, like hoodies, t-shirts, for the people who uploads most number of question papers. And I'll be connecting this every exam season, like Cat 1, Cat 2. And I'll be giving away the goodies.
Nice.
So that they will get t-shirts for their work, and it will be useful for other VITians. And at the end, I will be increasing my question paper A collection.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Currently there are more than 1,500 question papers.
1,500 question
papers. Yeah. Actually, I never counted. It will be more than it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
So basically, you can get a business strategic ideas from this talk. That if you are not from VID but from other college, as I've told before, you can get the thing. Like you can do even this type of thing in your college. And if you are much more interested in the coding and all, you can develop your passion into coding into the app and all these things. Yeah. And from there you can generate the revenue which can be useful for your own thing.
Exactly.
So if you are listening to this, you can share this podcast to as many people as you can. And now Monish,
whenever you aim for something, suppose like you started a startup and you aim for to generate revenue in this month, always be ready that what if you don't generate that revenue in that month. You should be you should be ready with it. Like you should face
back plane.
Yeah, you should always face the
consequences.
So, you should be ready with it.
Okay. So what are the plans we need to do for generating this type of
revenue? You have started your own startup and you have planned that in the next 2 months I should earn this much and you earn just 10% of it.
Yeah.
But you should always think about it that if I don't earn after 2 months I should go to this strategy. You should always think that. It's not like QT is not only option.
There should always be a plan B for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now talking apart from your academic and VID spot, what all you have achieved, but can you tell me the two things without which you cannot imagine your day?
Two things?
Yeah.
I keep checking. I learn something new every day. That's for sure. Either it be technical or non-technical management. And that's it. I do regularly coding.
Okay.
It improves your thinking.
So learning new things every day.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Even we should learn new things every day so that we can improvise us and update rather than being watching, being eating.
Yeah.
All day.
Binge eating, that was a new word actually. I heard it for the first time. Continuously eating. Yeah, good one.
So, two things you never forget while
you
are
travel.
While you are on the go. Yeah,
I always keep things ready. Like if I'm traveling for 5 hours.
Yeah.
I always keep things like, what should I do in those 5 hours?
Okay.
Of course, sometimes like if I stressed out, I'll relax in it. Or even it can be movie. Or like you be like watching. Like if it's fine movie, like you should not like after the five hours of journey, you should not be like I just seen the window outside.
Yeah,
it should not be like
that.
You can see which move, like after there should be some outcome after that 5 hours. Like you can learn something, or okay, I watched some movie, I got some good entertainment.
So there's something to learn that we should not even waste single. If you're doing something, do it and learn something from it.
Yeah.
After the end of the day, you should think that okay, what I have done today. There should be something.
So
it's learning or doing anything.
Okay.
You should not be like I just scrolled a newsfeed for 1 hour.
So what do you think about your like health and food benefits and
health,
with the wealth
to be frank, revenue or everything, these are temporary. Health is permanently longer. Live longer. So like life is the best gift you got.
So do you take stress?
Not much. I care about the health and I take a minimum of 7 to 8 hours per sleep. And whenever I got stressed out and I don't get anything to do work and I'm not feeling well, I just relax. It's completely fine. Even sleep is something productive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sleep is something productive.
So that you get active and you work longer the next day.
I'm all for sleep, okay? The best relaxation technique is sleep, best meditation.
And meditation, you can take meditation.
Best time pass, anything you can get to sleep.
Yeah, I usually do that. I don't watch movies. If I'm feeling sleepy, I sleep.
I sleep, that's
that's
it.
What.
Yeah.
No movies and nothing.
Nothing.
Basically, that makes you productive for the other day if you're doing something.
So,
Monish, talking to you from like last half an hour and before also I had a talk with you, seeing you being so down to earth and achieving such many greater heights, how do you manage to be so down to earth?
First thing is like whenever anyone asks, like even if someone who harms us, it's fine. Like you should always smile back and it's not like if you start a company, everyone in your team will be good people and everyone will help us.
Okay.
It will be not always. But you should always face them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like being so interactive with the person and managing in the way he wants to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we should even think on the perspective of that person.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That makes a conversation much more better and yeah. much more productive rather than yeah. talking about our own selves and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, as you told, smile mm. back with each and yeah. everything. Mm.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And the two books which makes you more productive, like if you have read something.
Mm, actually.
You don't read books?
I don't read books.
See, I told you, he's the common reason.
And you know, like, you are my interviewed with many people. And even, you know, like, many great people, like, they always read books.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I don't read books.
It's okay. You might be doing something.
And I'm not even a great writer and... great writer and not a great speaker, but yeah, you told now I'm not a reader. No, I'll read.
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
What do you think about your friends community?
Yeah, it's not like whenever you think like I have this friend, but he's of no use to me.
Hmm.
So I can cut him. It's yeah. not like that, because like he always wants something from. It's not like exchanging things. It's like feeling close, being closer, so that we don't feel lonely.
Yeah.
And like even I learned from something like from so many things like smile back Sharon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was like, I learned a lot of things from him.
Yeah. He is
like
such
even
a good...
in serious situation or extreme,
huh.
he always stays cool.
Yeah.
And handles the situation.
He is such That's a great person. Like,
yeah.
He is so cool.
Yeah, we had yeah. an interview in the previous season with
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I haven't listened his podcast also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, what the last thing you want to say to all our listeners and all the ones who are listening to this podcast? What do you want to say at last?
Stay healthy, be productive, manage time well.
It's a good manage.
Short and sweet.
So it's a good message from Monish, the founder of VIT Spot, one of the biggest community in VIT Vellore. And he will be expanding the VIT Spot to other VIT Chennai and all. What do you think about it?
Yeah, like I thought, I got this idea more than a year ago. Why can't we expand? But I didn't made this like to make it a company.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of thing. I may do it in future. My idea is don't do many things at once. First,
step by step.
Take some, like, go into some domain. First, expand it well.
Hmm.
And after you getting success, go to the other. Don't concentrate on too many things at once, which may get failure in everything.
Exactly. So, that's a good message again. Hmm. And now we are ending up the podcast as because of the time constraint. So, this was the Fun Productive podcast from the RJ Earth and
RJ Advait. And you were listening to Monish Sai, the founder of VIT Spot.
One of the biggest community of VIT Vellore, with millions of views on the VIT Spot website.
It's a very
big
thing,
big achievement. So
millions of smiles, you can tell.
Yeah.
Millions of smiles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So millions of smiles on the faces of VITians just because of the VIT Spot. So that was a fun podcast. Thank you for being such a great audience.
And keep listening to VIT Community Radio 90.8 FM. Stay tuned.